Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kate Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
I think I just went through puberty to kick off the show.
It happens a lot.
I've waited 41 years for this day.
I'm so happy for
Congrats.
You.
Congrats.
It's finally happened.
I think I'll sing for you guys today.
Sweet.
What's my favorite song about puberty?
That is an awkward question.
I'm really trying to think. I don't know.
From a TV show. There's people who are awake right now or listening to the podcast, and they're like, oh, Kelly, you should know this.
From a TV show?
A song about puberty. It's not really about it, but it highlights it.
Just can you give me the TV show?
I don't want to give you the TV show because I think it's too simple.
The Brady Bunch.
Okay, you got the show.
I don't know.
It's a Sunshine Day. Wasn't it Sunshine Day?
That's about puberty?
No, never mind. Not that one. It's a different song.
What are you? I'm confused.
Well, that's a happy day as well. Dang it. The song I'm thinking of, well, it's time to change. Time to rearrange. You don't remember that?
No.
Whoa. That's pretty deep.
Maybe we should post it.
I think Peter was going through some puberty changes.
Oh, yeah.
And they were trying to sing, and his voice was changing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Well, it's time to change. Time to rearrange. Why do I remember stuff like that?
I don't know.
It's very random and weird.
Do you guys like my pictures I sent you of my food from my air fryer?
Yeah, it made me hungry.
I'm that guy.
You're really into your air fryer. When he sends us, when he won't ever even respond to us, but he'll send us pictures of his air fryer.
Check out this chicken. Oh, it's so good.
Look at these fries I made for Kai.
But y'all, it tastes like restaurant quality. Because you know what's good about restaurant food is it's been fried in oil and all that kind of stuff. It's just like, you know, might not be the healthiest for you, but it tastes good.
For me to believe you, you're going to have to invite us over for a meal.
I thought about bringing some fries in for David because he was still here after I made Kai's little lunch in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you do it?
Because I ate them. Pretty simple, David.
Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, it's about 6:14. I mentioned puberty a second ago.
And we'd like to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It's reality.
Actually, our phone topic this morning is, let's talk about your favorite memories of puberty.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if favorite would ever the same sentence with that.
It gets brought up because I was talking and my voice cracked and I thought maybe it's finally going to happen. And then I referenced the Brady Bunch and I was trying to think about the song. I knew there was a song where one of the kids, and it was Peter, went through the change of his voice and he was supposed to be singing. And I thought it was Sunshine Day.
Which is a wonderful song.
It's not it, though. Outside now, the summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now,
I just can't stay inside all day. Look at David, he's rolling his eyes. Me and Brandon are smiling really big, and David's looking at us like we're crazy. Everybody's smiling, sunshine
day. Everybody's laughing. So the one I was actually thinking of wasn't Sunshine Day.
No.
It was Time to Change.
Autumn turns to winter. And then winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything.
It's even true for voices when boys begin to grow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll
know. Here we go, puberty.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
And you remembered the words. That's what's funny.
Because I don't know why. I probably remember watching that when I was going through those changes.
Maybe your mom sang that to you.
Oh, Brandon, it's time to change. I do remember. Let me tell you another embarrassing one.
Of course.
I don't even know why we're even on this now. But it's early and kids aren't, you know, like they're not going to school and stuff. All right. So I remember the birds and the bees discussion and how I had it. And it wasn't with my mom. She didn't. I don't think we've still had that discussion.
They want to think about that.
It was me and Nana.
Oh.
Do you remember how old you were?
Man, I bet I was like 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. Is that about the right age? Mm. What's the right age, Kelly?
Well, it depends. Some kids learn things quicker than others.
Kelly, what's the age that you prefer?
I don't remember.
When did you have the discussion?
I think I was probably fourth or fifth grade, yeah.
So that's about right.
Yeah.
10 or 11. David?
When
do they do this in Wiener?
I don't really remember having that discussion.
You just knew.
I guess
it's
I
like
just...
intuition.
I found out myself.
That's because that time you walked in wrapping presents.
Like, oh! Right there.
My grandmother bought me the illustrated book, y'all. And it was so hilarious. Because there's something about the illustrations. Because they're not like Greek gods and goddesses, right?
No.
Whoa.
It's like chubby people. And they're in really funny shape. And then you're like, what is... I don't want to look like that.
I want to see this book of yours.
I'll try to find it. Like, at least
you
pictures.
Still have
no,
it?
I don't still have oh. it. But I'll find pictures of it.
What?
But then the weirdest part was, I think it would have been more comfortable if it was my mother. The weirder part was that it was Nana. Well, look, right. This is what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
And it's going to change.
I don't want to think about that.
I'm telling you, man. It's time to change.
That's just... I don't even know what to say.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
I have to say, this is quite a chain reaction. So a woman in Michigan had her car stolen last week.
Michigan.
I don't say Michigan. It's Michigan.
Brandon,
Michigan.
What did he say?
Michigan.
Michigan.
How are you supposed to say it? Michigan.
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 Okay, whatever.
Michigan.
Michigan. Michigan. It all sounds the same.
Both sound right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so after she got her car stolen, she went and got a rental car as police were investigating. Well, the next day, she was driving around in a rental. She saw her car parked at a convenience store.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. So she pulled up into the parking lot, hopped back in her car to, like, would you call it steal it again? It's not really stealing if you're getting it back, right?
Well, it's hers.
Yeah, so
right. You can't steal your own car.
So she wasn't really stealing back her own car. She was just getting her car back.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the dude who had stole her car saw what was going on. So he turned around and stole her rental.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
So now he's driving down the road, and they find this rental car about 85 miles away. Now, he got arrested for unlawfully driving a motor vehicle and carjacking, all of his kind of stuff. The lady won't be charged for anything for stealing her car back, though.
Well, it's her car, David.
I'm just saying, that's some good news. But there's also some news out there about her jumper cables. Have you heard about this?
Her jumper cables made the news?
Yeah, her jumper cables actually managed to walk into a bar.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. The bartender looked at him and said, I'll serve you, but don't start anything.
Boo.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.